This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Thursday here on the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K is here.
Good morning.
You're going to be out today, I understand, right?
I am. I'm going to be out celebrating with Kroger, celebrating our heroes in Cyprus. And you can come see me and hang out from noon to 2 at Kroger in Cyprus.
If you have any thank you cards you want to drop off for the troops, he'll be taking those while he's there. So lunchtime today in Cyprus. If you need the address, let us know. We'll get it out to you. So, Mo, you're not out today.
I will be at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena today.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I knew you looked fancy today.
I have an outfit on.
I knew it.
That was like, wait, you're not going out there today.
My husband is always like, hey, why you have clothes on?
See, why are you dressed up?
If you have any heel whatsoever on your shoe, 100. I know you're going to see somebody that's not me or George.
100%. I'm not out today. How about that? But we are going to give you a chance to win $100. We'll play Mono's Country coming up in just a few minutes. Also, an update of folks that are helping us out collect thank you cards for our troops for the 4th of July. We'll give you an update on that just about 15 minutes away. But right now, let's talk about the top things that are trending here in Texas. Here are the top three things you're going to be hearing about all day today here in Houston.
Number three.
Big congratulations to the person in Tomball that's $3 million richer because they won the Mega Millions, or at least part of it. It's pretty impressive. Tomball, it was the Polar Express store on Blaylock Road.
Okay.
Congratulations to them as well because, you know, they get a little
They also get a little something. Yeah.
Number two.
The video that's making the rounds, having you rethink your summer plans. Y'all saw the toddler and the giraffe, right?
I did. That was the craziest video. You haven't seen that video?
What is it? Where is it?
It's everywhere. So they're at one of those drive-through safari parks, and it was in, like, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, okay? And the toddler and the mom are riding in the back of the pickup truck, which is against the rules. But the toddler is holding the giraffe snack that they get to feed the giraffe in its lap. And the giraffe comes down to get the snack, but accidentally gets the tot.
No.
And pulls it up in the air.
Yeah. I'll see if we can't share that video on Facebook
The video that's on the news sites is great, but the video that the mother posted from the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Is incredible.
May not be safe for work though, so we'll have to listen
fine.
To
the girl's fine. Okay,
good.
She's fine. But what a crazy
physically
story.
Physically fine, mentally I don't know.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Kind of a stormy day yesterday, and our attention now turns to the rest of the week as we're looking towards the weekend. It was kind of decent outside in the evening, and you're like, I'm a little nervous about this because we're back to muggy this morning. More humidity on tap today. You might notice a little bit of a change, but no, we're going to be back. It's summertime in Texas, and our heat index is soaring back to 108 by the end of the week. here we are.
I'm no meteorologist, yeah, but it feels like we've been rainy for like 2 months in a row.
Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we get a little breaks of sunshine, but the rain and the storms, mm-hmm. I just feel like I am done with it.
Imagine having swim class outside every afternoon.
Oh, no.
It's like, are we going? Are we not? Are we going? Are we not?
Our across the street neighbors moved right before the rain hit.
Yeah.
And they left all their junk on the front yard before they moved. Uh-huh. And the rain knocked it all into my yard last night.
Oh, is that
so
right?
I had wet paper, wet trash everywhere.
You can tell we're in a fine mood today.
Wow,
hopefully your day is getting better already. That's what's trending here in Texas. Top three stories, all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Our amen this morning is an update on folks that are helping us out collect these thank you cards for our troops in time to get them into their hands for the 4th of July. And Paige is on the phone.
Hey, good morning. I'm calling from Porter. And I don't know if y'all remember me from last year. I'm the one who brought all the cards in a laundry basket.
Oh, yeah.
How could we forget, right?
It was your husband's laundry basket, right?
Yep, and I told him I'm doing that again this year.
Okay. You kind of set the bar, but you also set the bar with the number of cards. You had a significant number last year?
Yes, my company brought in a total of 3,750 cards last year.
I call that significant, Paige.
Are you going to be back this year?
Oh, you bet we are. Yep. Our goal this year as a company, we have a total of 7 buildings around Texas, mm-hmm. and we are about to do 4,000.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
That's awesome.
That is amazing.
And remind me where you work. Who do you work with?
I work for a company called Momentum Skilled Services. It's a skilled nursing facilities.
And why does Momentum care so much about the troops?
So not only do I have family who have served and who are about to serve, but we all have residents that live in our buildings who are veterans as well.
Oh my goodness, yes.
A simple card can make a positive difference for those who are making sacrifices each day. So why not create and send as many cards as possible?
Oh. We'll make room for the laundry basket, Paige. You've convinced us.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of room, Paige, because currently we sit at 0
yes.
cards.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could hurry it up, that would make us feel better.
We're sitting about halfway so far to our goal.
Wow. All right. Amazing.
All right. Paige, thank you. We love you, and thank you for doing this and being part of it, okay?
Of course, anything.
That's the message we're getting out there. Anybody can do this. Your business, no matter how big or small, can help us collect these cards and get them into the hands of our heroes in honor of 4th of July. It's 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. If you're doing cards, you can be on our Amen update. 713-881-5500, now on The Bull. Well, Kenny Chesney to get your morning started here on 100.3 The Bull. We've kicked off our 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares here on 100.3 The Bull. And I am happy to announce that we have a milestone this morning in our card collection. We got our first cards of the year.
Thank you to Miss Joyce here in Houston. She sent in 2 cards. And if it's anything like last year, I have a feeling Miss Joyce will be sending in more cards.
Yes.
And she sends them each individually, and they made our morning this morning.
By the way, wasn't Joyce the lady that sent in our first cards last year?
She is.
Wow.
Same lady.
How about that? That's awesome.
Joyce is also a loyal listener, a member of Bull Nation.
How do you know that?
Well, because she put a couple initials on these cards.
Which,
for all the insiders, y'all know, this is all about our troops getting thank you cards to them in honor of the 4th of July. But we also like to have a little internal contest to see which one of us y'all like the best.
Okay, so you put a G for George. You put an M for Mo. You put an E for Eric.
Right. I know you guys care about this.
Okay, wait. There's only two cards.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Obviously, there's one for me. Everyone knows
okay,
that.
Okay.
I win this contest every year.
All right. So Joyce goes way back.
I get it. Yeah, sure.
So did she choose?
Who got the other card?
George did.
Oh! Yes.
Joyce, look what you've done here.
I have 0 cards with my initials on them. Zero.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
This is the earliest we've ever gotten cards, too, by the way. The quickest we've ever had folks sending in cards. And we appreciate, because a lot of people have said, you know what, I'm not done yet, but I'm going to go ahead and send some to you guys so that you can start getting your count going. And Joyce was our first ones in this morning, and we appreciate it so much. Again, all the information, Eric, if people want to know how to get these thank you cards to us, on our website.
TheBullHouston.com. There's a big graphic right there. You can learn all about what we're doing here. 10,000 for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. Or follow us, The Bull Houston, Instagram and Facebook, and all the social media platforms.
Okay. All right, Josh, they're telling me he's on line four. Josh, good morning. It says here that you want to help out. How can we help you, brother?
My company, I work for a plumbing company. I'd rather not mention any names right now because we're kind of a large company and we don't need any more juice or anything like that. But we have quite a few veterans at my shop, and we really appreciate everything they do. I have family members that serve, past and present, and we try to participate every year with giving cards. We just didn't get to last year because we had a lot of problems, but we really wanted to reach out and write as many thank you cards to the troops as we could. So we were calling just to mostly get the address where we can drop off the cards to.
Absolutely. It's real simple. Just send it to 10,000 for the troops in care of 100.3 The Bull. And that's 24 Greenway Plaza, Suite 1900, Houston, 77046.
Great news. It's all on the website at TheBullHouston.com.
Oh, I appreciate that so much.
You're the best.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you stepping up, brother.
How many cards do you think y'all are going to be able to do?
We have about 150 guys, so we each wrote two. That should be at least 300 cards.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you, man.
Wow, you are a big company. Not very good at business if you don't want a free plug, though.
We're thinking pretty well. It's not about us. It's about our troops.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's what it's all about, brother. Thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate it, man.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great day.
It's that simple. Get your company involved. 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. All right, yesterday on jury duty, you remember the dilemma. Eric wanted to know about whether making his kids finish basketball camp was a good idea or not. And 4-1, our jury yesterday said that he had to do it. And one of the greatest comments was this one.
My verdict is to stick it out. And I say that because I regret not making our kids stick it out when they were in the same position.
But we wanted to get an update. Now, we got a new jury duty coming up in just a minute. But, Eric, we wanted to get an update on yesterday's dilemma.
Yeah, both of my kids begged me, crying, please don't send me back to basketball camp. It was the worst day of my life, both of them. Mm-hmm. And I said I would honor whatever the jury said. So we did send them back to camp.
Oh, my gosh, it broke your heart, didn't it?
It did. Yes. It really did. It was really hard to do.
But what happened?
So here's the update. Day two of basketball camp. First of all, my son got picked up.
Mm-hmm.
All smiles.
Really?
And he had won an award for dedication and commitment.
Yes.
And he was over the moon. He says he wants to sign up for basketball camp again next week.
Okay, he's going to NBA, basically, is what I hear.
He loved it.
Now, I love it. Yeah.
My daughter was a bigger problem because my daughter had those really nasty bullies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, really, she's 8, right? Just to remind
girls
everybody.
Girls are mean.
Yeah, and just imagine like cartoon mean girls.
Uh-huh.
Like they would walk around going, the disrespect of this weird girl. They kept calling her the weird girl.
Okay.
So we told her, you know, go in, kill them with kindness. Look at today as a new day. Try to be as nice as you can and encouraging to everyone. And then maybe they'll do the same to you.
Okay. All right.
She did. Mm-hmm. She tried. And they gave it right back to her. She said, I became best friends with my
bully.
Look
at that. See?
She said she wants to sign up again. Mm-hmm. She said it was the best day of her life. And now she is friends with every single girl at basketball camp. And we're so grateful that
she's
stuck
it out. Yeah, but they're still not allowed over at our house. Moms, don't forget.
Yes.
Good job, Charlie.
Yes.
That's the power of jury duty. They said do it. They said send them back.
Yeah.
And look how it worked out for you. All right, we got a new jury duty coming up in just about 7 minutes. You want to be on? Get ready to give your opinion and give your verdict. Coming up, the Morning Bullpen jury duty on The Bull. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. See, I just love that to death there. We give you the dilemma, and your opinion helps give us our verdict. Five calls say it all, and here is today's dilemma on jury duty.
The question is simple. Do you always wash your hands when you use the bathroom at home?
Okay. Do you always wash your hands after you use the bathroom at home?
Yes. So the question, yes or no?
All right. That's what we want to know this morning. I do not.
None of us do. This is the problem. Yeah. We were sitting in our boss's office yesterday. We were talking about the guy that doesn't wash his hands at work. And we gave him no grace. Hear ye, that man is disgusting.
Yes. I always wash my hands when I'm at work.
Always.
Yes.
But when you're at home, none of us do.
And we said that to our boss, and she was grossed out beyond belief.
Like, wanted to kick us out of the office.
Yes. Yeah, she said, don't come near her. She said, use hand sanitizer every time you walk in this room now.
She had a hazmat suit on by the end of the meeting.
Humans,
but listen, our bathrooms at home are perfectly clean. Mm-hmm. We know all the germs in those bathrooms.
You know who's been in there, right?
And to be fair, I wash my hands before I do anything I need to wash my hands for.
Anything with the kids, any sort of cooking.
Yes. So not when we leave the bathroom.
So that's our dilemma this morning.
Help us.
Do you wash your hands?
Always. Yeah,
always when you're at home.
We just want to prove our boss wrong. Let's be honest.
All right, let's take your calls. Your opinions help get us our verdict. Five calls say it all. Bear is in Pearland. Bear, where do you come down on this?
Yes.
You always wash your hands when you use the bathroom at home.
I always wash my hands when I use the bathroom at home because I never know where the rest of me has been throughout the day. I know where the bathroom's been. The bathroom's been right there. Right, it stays clean.
I'm very confident where I have been all day, Bear.
I was going to say, I think I have a little more control and remembrance of that than.
Becky's on the phone in Baytown. Miss Becky, do you always wash your hands when you use the restroom at home? Yes or no?
I can't believe I'm saying this on the radio, but no.
Yes! All right. Thank you for being honest. Jesus listens.
And why do you not wash at home? You've heard our reasons why.
Yeah, I wash my hands frequently to where, it's like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot. Becky sounds grossed out right now. She sounds absolutely grossed out.
Don't be ashamed. All right. Juror number three is Tracy and Katie. Do you always wash your hands when you go to the bathroom at home?
This is funny. No, I don't. But randomly, I will wash my hands.
Yes.
Because I'll be doing something at home and I'll just feel like they're dirty and I'll wash them.
Same.
Yeah. But wait, it couldn't be any dirtier than after you go to the bathroom.
I don't know.
I don't feel like I need to wash them every time unless I'm going number two.
There you go.
All right, jury number
She's
four.
She's so mad. Every woman is like, I am embarrassed. This is what I got called to jury duty for.
Juror number four is Jamie in Houston. Jamie, do you always wash your hands at home after the bathroom?
Yes.
Okay.
That's
all right.
So sweet, Miss Jamie.
Why do you always do that at home? You heard us say, I mean, it's home. You know what's there.
Yes, but you do know how they talk about fecal matter.
Okay.
Fecal matter. We're talking about that.
It took four jurors to get to fecal matter.
Thank you.
I'm actually pretty impressed with Bull Nation today.
She sounded so kind.
And we'll put a star by Jamie's name. Jamie, every time you call in, that word is going to be right by your
fecal
name.
Fecal matter. Okay.
For the record, it took our boss about 30 seconds to say fecal matter when we had this argument.
Y'all, we're tied up now, so we need Todd in Marble Falls. Todd, you're juror number five. No pressure. Do you always wash your hands when you use the restroom at home? Yes or no?
Yes, because I'm a truck driver and I never know where I've been.
Whoa. Wait, this is the... We've had two guys say that they don't know where their body has been.
And they both drive trucks, George.
To me.
So what is going on at truck stops?
That's what I...
They're disgusting.
I'm not sure we want to know there. Todd puts us over the top.
Yeah, so our boss is right.
Our jury this morning says, wash your hands even when you're at home.
Always.
That's always wash your
wow.
hands.
Wow, I'm blown away.
That's our verdict today on the Morning Bullpen's Jury Duty, where five jurors say it every morning on 100.3 The Bull. All right, we got a big announcement from George Strait about his show at Kyle Field. That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Make sure that you're here. Don't miss it. 8 o'clock, George Strait announcement here on The Bull. It's time for our 10-minute tune today. You know how this works. Every morning, in case you don't know, Eric writes a song. I mean, every single morning. And it's based off your calls. And believe it or not, you calling in and suggesting something is how this whole thing starts every day.
We can't do it without you. So that's why we have Savvy on the phone. She's 12. She's in Tomball. Savvy, what do you think Eric should sing about?
So I think he should sing about, I've been going to this strength and conditioning camp. Mm-hmm. For junior high next year, and I have been having to wake up at 6:20, and I normally wake up at like 11.
Yeah,
11
in the summer. Hello,
like 11 or 10. Yeah. And then they've been making us run, mm-hmm. and like lift weights.
It's a lot, right?
Agility and all
what
this
are you training
stuff.
For?
And normally it's just like. It's like for like volleyball and like sports next
yes.
year.
Wow.
Yeah,
you so you
stronger.
Want him to sing a song about strength and conditioning camp.
Yeah, and having to wake up early when you're not usually.
Your parents got to wake up that early, too.
11 o'clock. I'm still blown away by a child that wakes up at 11
you
o'clock.
You remember that life?
Savvy, we love this suggestion.
I woke up at noon.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. But it's a good suggestion.
It's a good one.
Great.
Lots of summer camps going on.
Let's go to line three, Eric.
Okay, that's Michelle and Conroe. What should I sing about today?
Oh, my gosh, the never-ending road construction. Oh, and when you think you're about to get to work on time, then you get a lane closure.
You know what they say, be like the road construction in Houston. Never stop working on yourself.
Okay, that's my, wow, George.
That's my motivation there. You're absolutely right. And right now, I guess the summertime, they decide that's the best time to do it. Michelle, great suggestion. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's go to Katie this morning, and Katie is Melissa. And Melissa, tell me, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
People who lie about washing their hands at home. Listen, I have been alive for a long time, and I have been a nurse for a long time, and I'm telling you right now, people do not wash their hands at home all the time. I'm telling you right now. You need to put a lie detector test on these people who are saying they do. There's no way.
All right, if you're just turning in for the 10-minute tune, a little bit earlier on jury duty, we had a situation where we were asking people if they wash their hands after going to the bathroom at home, and the jury said, yes, they do. That was the verdict. But Melissa's calling BS on that this morning. All right, Melissa, that's a great suggestion. Thank you.
Have a great day, y'all.
All right, Eric, we have strength and conditioning camp.
Yep.
We have road construction.
Ooh.
Never stop working on yourself. And we have the jury duty reference to washing hands. We have had so many calls and text messages about jury duty today. It's been crazy.
These are three of some of the best suggestions
really
we've ever had.
Yeah.
All right, lots of summer camps going on. Road construction frustrates everybody, but I think we have struck a chord with people about hand washing. And I have an idea. When she said that, something popped into my mind.
A song is
already rattling around in there, so I've got to go get it out of my system.
Okay, all right. Hand washing at home. That's going to be our 10-minute tune topic today, and it's coming up just a few minutes away. Don't miss it. Call somebody that you know never washes their hands and tell them to listen in. 10-minute tune next on The Bull.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, got that big George Strait announcement coming up at 8 o'clock. Make sure you're on your radio or on your app and get ready for some amazing news about his show and College Station. We got that coming up, but right now it's time. Let's find out what Eric has created today, because I think we created our own monster today, didn't we, Mo?
It all started with jury duty. We asked the question, do you always wash your hands after you use the restroom at home? Mm-hmm. And it set people off. And Melissa and Katie thought she had a suggestion for 10-minute tune based off of that.
People who lie about washing their hands at home.
I love Melissa. Thank you. She's like, those are a bunch of liars on there. So Eric said that sparked something in his head. Let's find out what it has sparked this morning.
I took it a little different direction, okay? Because it was controversial. The not washing your hands at home thing was controversial. But every single person agreed that you should wash your hands if you use a public bathroom.
Yes.
We all agreed. So I'm going to sing a song about that guy that George and I see every single day that works here, that walks straight out of the stall, out the door, that nasty person who doesn't wash their hands in public.
Okay. All right. In the style of?
Remember that song, Dynamite? I think it's Tayo Cruz sang it.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Yes. Look at Eric branching out today. It's our 10-minute tune. Here we go on the bowl.
Buckling my pants in a public potty. Then I glance. I notice there's another man who pees but doesn't wash his hands. It's so yuck. What the heck? Just throw your hands underwater sometimes, then squirt some soap. It's so simple. It's human decency to sanitize. And if you won't, then just stay home, 'cause nobody wants to be in public with a nasty freak like you. It's so ick. So please hear my words. If you dare refuse to just wash your hands, I might throw punch you.
Well done, Eric.
Whew.
Now, the question is, I wonder if the person that we're thinking about is listening to the show on their way in this
week. Are they? Tell me.
And knows who we're talking about.
Is this you? Give us a call.
I don't know. You know what? If they do, then guess who's going to be on jury duty tomorrow? All of us, right? That's our 10-minute tune. Thank you, Melissa, for the suggestion. Eric, thank you for the song. You can grab it off our podcast. We pop it up every day. The easiest way to get it is to get our app and look for the Morning Bullpen podcast. If you follow us, click like on there, then you don't have to worry about it after that. You'll be reminded every time there's a new 10-minute tune. Holy cow. Mo just shared with us what the big announcement is going to be from George Strait coming up at 8 o'clock. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. There's a big, huge announcement about the George Strait Show happening at Kyle Field and College Station. And we got it for you coming up just after 8 o'clock. We can't tell you till then. So if you're headed into the office or you're getting out of the car or whatever you're doing, make sure you have the app on, put your headphones in, whatever. Big announcement, 8 o'clock, George Strait concert. You don't want to miss it. Now I got to shift gears after all that and talk about our 10,000 thank you cards that we're collecting up. 100.3 The Bull is collecting 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And we got our very first cards in the mail today.
Hey! Eric and I walked down to check the mailbox and we weren't expecting much. This is only day four, but we got two cards.
This is the earliest we've ever gotten cards in the mail.
Yeah, last year it took a whole week before we got anything.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
So we're ahead of schedule here with two. Yes, count of two cards.
Yeah. Well, we already had one left over somebody had sent throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And so now our grand total sits at three cards.
So we only count that first
9,997 cards to get our goal. So
thank you, Miss Joyce. She sent in a couple cards. She lives here in Houston, represent, and she wanted to be part of our internal competition because she marked one card with an M for Mo and one card with a G for George.
Yes.
Only sent in two cards. Yes. I mean, Joyce.
I think that was on purpose. She knew there are three of us on the show, but she only sent two cards.
She wanted to make a point.
It's
good, and it lights a fire under our booties. Like, this is what we're doing this for. We want to get these cards collected, and so thank you, Miss Joyce, for setting us back on fire.
And we've gotten so many calls now. People are starting to hear about this, and so many people want to be part of this, and I think are getting inspired by collecting these thank you cards. And we can't say thank you enough.
Yes, so. We actually, speaking of inspiration, are super inspired in my home. You know, I have young children. Sailor is 3 years old. And she was inspired. She wanted me to shoot a video for y'all. Can I play it right now?
What?
Sure.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sailor Drew.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light when so proud we hey as the twilight was gloomy and the rocket red
skip ahead.
That may be the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Isn't she the sweetest little thing? That's her favorite song to request on the radio. So we play it a lot. It started with Rodeo Houston. So she ends it with, hello, Houston!
That's the influence of Bob Tallman right there is what that is. Yes. Yeah.
So, if that doesn't make you want to write a thank you card to our military, then you hate America.
Gosh. That is like the sweetest thing ever.
So cute.
Oh, my gosh.
We're working on our cards. She's been coloring. We've been talking about it as much as you can with a three-year-old, so it's fun.
All right. Are you going to be writing some cards for us? We want to know. You can call us and tell us what you're collecting, how you're helping out. 713-881-5500. And if nothing else, let the sound of Sailor kind of get you through the day. I'm just going to walk around with a smile on my face all day.
The new Morning Bullpen with George Mo and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Kathleen is in New Caney. She's trying to take $100 off Mo today. Kathleen, here's how you get the cash.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Kathleen, why is that?
Because it's her money.
It's exactly right, Kathleen. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get started, all right?
All right. Yeah, I'm all ready to win your money.
Wow. Kathleen, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one, which 70s country artist is known for hits like Take Me Home Country Roads and Annie's Song?
Don Denver.
Question number two, Joaquin Phoenix played this country singer in the movie Walk the Line.
Johnny Cash.
Question number three. Before he was an idol on TV, this country singer released an album called Tailgates and Tan Lines. Can you name that artist?
No, that one I can't. Kevin Urban?
Question number four. She's a great businesswoman. She's had tons of country hits, goes by one name, and she also now has tennis. She now has 10 Guinness World Records. Can you name this country artist?
Taylor Swift? I don't know.
Question number five, true or false? The Beach Boys once performed at the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll say yes.
Okay, you say true? All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against this morning.
All right. I think Mo's going to get a couple of these wrong, just like Kathleen did. Kathleen, you got three out of the five.
Great.
That's too bad, I guess, for me.
Yeah, you held your own.
She's feeling pretty confident about it. Mo, let's see how you feel.
All right, let's do this.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Which 70s country artist is known for hits like Take Me Home Country Roads and Annie Song?
Pass.
It's John Denver.
Bless his heart.
She got it right. So, nice. Kathleen, you're actually winning.
Good job, sister.
All right, question number two. Joaquin Phoenix played this country singer in the movie Walk the Line.
Johnny Cash.
That is correct. Yes. It's Johnny Cash, yeah.
Reese Witherspoon was in that movie,
she was also in there. Kathleen got it right, so it's 2-1. Kathleen's winning.
Nice.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. Before he was an idol on TV, this country singer released an album called Tailgates and Tan Lines. Name him.
Every country singer? No, I'm going to take your idol clue and assume you're talking about Luke Bryan.
It is Luke Bryan. Yes, you're right.
She said Keith Urban, so now it's tied 2-2.
Wait, was Keith Urban on American Idol, too?
He was a judge there for a while.
I always forget about him.
Valid guess. Question number four. Mm-hmm. She's a great businesswoman, has had tons of country hits, goes by one name, and now she also has 10 Guinness World Records. Can you name this country singer?
There's two that it could be in my brain.
Need one.
Maybe Dolly.
It is Dolly Parton. Yes, that's what I was looking for. Reba.
Oh, that's a good guess, too.
I don't think Reba has the Guinness World Record.
I didn't know.
All right, so that means now, Kathleen, you missed that one. So it's 3-2. Mo's winning now. Okay.
You know how I missed that one? That was pretty me.
Question number five. True or false, Mo? The Beach Boys once performed at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, yes, recently.
As a matter of fact, it was, you're correct. Yes. It was 22, back in 2022. They performed with your friends Low Cash.
Low Cash, yes!
Yeah, I knew that one, so. Yeah. All right, Kathleen,
that means the final score is 4-3. Mo kept her money.
That's a wrap. Lots of guesses for me.
Oh, my gosh. You know what you got to say to get out of here, Kathleen?
And not the word you said earlier.
It's Kathleen from New Canaan, and Mo gets to keep her money. Get it turned.
Yes, she does. She knows country, and we'll give you a chance to win $100 from Mo tomorrow morning. 8:20 will be the next chance for you to get the cash. It's Mo Knows Country, and it only happens here on The Bull. We posted up the information about how to get the new George Strait tickets that were just released today. They go on sale at 10 o'clock. That's up at The Bull Houston on Instagram and on Facebook. And share it with all your friends that are still looking for tickets so that they know this is going to be happening at 10 o'clock. All right? 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 thank you cards for the troops presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares. And today, we got our first couple of cards in the mail, Mo.
Thank you to Miss Joyce, representing Houston. She submitted two cards. Well, we got two in the mail today. One happens to have a G on it for George, and one happens to have an M on it for Mo. So if you're keeping track of our internal competition.
Yeah.
That's
how that works.
The goal is 10,000 cards.
That's what we're really talking about. Hey, Clarissa is on the phone this morning. Clarissa, now tell us, what are you doing again?
I'm calling on behalf of Trinity Hardwood Houston. We're a distributing company here in Houston, and I just wanted to call and let you know that we're going to be purchasing some packages of the cards, and anybody that wants to come and stop by can fill one out
and we'll be shipping them out to you guys so y'all can get them before the deadline.
Where are you all located?
We're located at 6001 West by Northwest, Houston, Texas, 77040, Suite A.
So if anybody is in that area, or that's your area of town, they can go by and they can get a free card and fill it out, and you guys are going to be sending them in.
Yes, sir. We're going to be buying at least two or three big packages so we can have everybody that wants to come.
Very cool.
So nice. Thank y'all so much. What made you decide to do this?
Actually, yesterday when I was driving into work, I heard you guys on the radio, and I heard somebody had called in, and they said their company did it. My company is awesome, and I just figured that they'd love the opportunity to do the same. Our managers, Mr. Russ and Mr. Mitch, are always there to support in every way they can for everyone, and they love the idea.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh. I wish I had supportive coworkers.
Right? I was like, are you guys hiring?
No, I work with my best friend, so it works out. I work with my best friend.
Oh, that's the sweetest. Thank you, Clarissa. We appreciate that. Again, if you're in that area, you want to stop by, they have free cards you can fill out there. And Eric, you're going to be out today helping collect these thank you cards for the troops.
Yeah, Kroger loves our heroes. They've got a big honoring their heroes event coming up later in the month, but they want to kick off 10,000 for the troops with us. So if people are already done with cards or already have a batch that they need to unload, I'm going to be at Kroger in the lunch hour. So from noon to 2 in Cypress. That's 9703 Barker Cypress Road today, noon to 2.
All right, so go out and see Eric. And Josh is on the phone this morning. Good morning, Josh. What are you doing this morning?
My company. I work for a plumbing company. I'd rather not mention any names right now because we're kind of a large company and we don't need any more juice or anything like that. But we have quite a few veterans at my shop, and we really appreciate everything they do. I have family members that serve, past and present, and we try to participate every year with giving cards. We just didn't get to last year because we had a lot of problems, but we really wanted to reach out and write as many thank you cards to the troops as we could. So we were calling just to mostly get the address where we can drop off the cards to.
Absolutely. It's real simple. Just send it to 10,000 for the troops in care of 100.3 The Bull. And that's 24 Greenway Plaza, Suite 1900, Houston, 77046.
Great news. It's all on the website at thebullhouston.com.
Well, I appreciate that so much.
You're the best.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you stepping up,
yes,
brother.
How many cards do you think y'all are going to be able to do?
We have about 150 guys, so if we each wrote two, that should be at least 300 cards.
Thank
you, man.
Wow, you are a big company. Not very good at business if you don't want a free plug, though.
No, we do pretty well. It's not about us. It's about our troops.
That's amazing.
That's what it's all about, brother. Thank you so much, Josh. We appreciate it, man.
I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great day.
It's that simple. Get your company involved. 100.3 The Bulls, 10,000 for the troops, presented by Mack Hike Chevy Cares.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.